Dr. Ngoc Wall from the Ministry of Health and Dr. Abraham Abenego from the World Health Organization. Good morning, gentlemen, and it's good to have you.
Good morning, and thank you for having us.
Right. Now, before we continue, just briefly introduce yourselves, please.
Yes, I'm Dr. Ngoc Gordon Kwal, Minister of Health, Incident Manager for COVID-19.
Right.
I'm Dr. Abraham Aduta Benego. I am the Infectious Hazards Management Officer from WHO
right.
Emergencies.
And you're all welcome to the breakfast show.
Thank you, Mary.
Right. Now, before we continue, we just need an assurance. Is there any case of coronavirus in the country?
Irene, and to the public, up to this moment, we don't have a confirmed case of coronavirus in South Sudan.
Right. Now, from the perspective of WHO, why is it important to be corona-free, to stay corona-free?
Nobody would want to really have a disease and be happy. And, you know, WHO believes that to be healthy is paramount in so many aspects.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, when you are healthy, you are able to do a lot of things.
Right.
And as you can see from international perspectives, you see that the coronavirus currently has really affected many countries, and it has really affected a lot of things, including
right.
the infrastructure, including the human lives.
Right.
So I would see South Sudan with our health system, with a lot of challenges we are facing, it would be very nice to really strengthen ourselves and be COVID-19 free.
Right.
Because we already have a lot of challenges we are facing. We would not want to see ourselves fall into the risks of having COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Abraham. Now, Dr. Ngoc, Uganda just announced its very first case, and with that, there has been a move to close the borders for any entrance in the country. And the authorities in Uganda are saying that is temporary to make sure that the guidelines by the WHO and the Minister of Health are being observed at the border. What's being done at the border?
Yeah, Irene, the measures taken by the government of Uganda are actually in line with WHO line and Minister of Health. The same measures the government of South Sudan also has taken. Only we are short of closing our borders. But the role of Minister of Health is to advise the leadership of the country of how things are going to be done.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the leadership will come up with the orders, and then the law enforcement organs are
right.
actually to enforce the law. For us, yes, we are still free. Our measures are actually to continue screen people who are entering the country.
Mm-hmm.
Although we have advised some of the conveyance or carriers who are bringing people to South Sudan to observe certain regulation.
Right.
And this is actually in line with what the president has passed as an order. So the government of South Sudan has just formed a high-level task force who will be actually dealing with some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that label is advised by the Minister of Health and
right.
WHO.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ngoc. And this question goes to the both of you, but let me start with Dr. Abraham. Dr. Abraham, just like Dr. Ngoc is talking about the guidelines released on Friday by the presidency about us socially distancing ourselves. This morning, I just had a conversation with our listeners, and I was asking them if people were actually observing some of the guidelines that were aired out, and most of them are saying, well, no one is doing this. If anything, there was even church open, there were gatherings, religious gatherings in their particular areas. Why is the public not paying any attention on this COVID? Like, just from a doctor's perspective, give us a glimpse of the magnitude of this virus. If anything, we need to be serious about it.
Thank you so much, Irene. Yes, we have a lot of things that we need to be serious about. But let me just give an example.
Mm.
You know, our people do not believe in what they hear most of the times. But then, you know, they say once bitten, twice shy.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody gets a problem now, is when they will now believe that this is a problem. But still, we cannot give up on that. We need to strengthen the communication that came from the government.
Right.
And it should be everybody's role to really take it up seriously. You see, now in most of the countries that are affected by COVID-19, when you tell them that nobody should come out, they don't come out.
Yeah.
But because our people still believe that there is no case in South Sudan, people are taking it literally as something normal. But we will want to continue talking to them.
Right.
We need to continue talking to the public in all means.
Mm-hmm.
There are some of the people who do not listen to the radios and don't watch TVs. You know, and our communication from both the Ministry of Health and WHO have really developed some of the communication materials, and they are working hard so that they are translating to local dialects such that each and every person in the local community is not left out,
right,
and they are able to hear the importance of social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
So this needs to be strengthened so that everybody gets it.
Right.
Like yesterday, somebody was telling me, my friend, this thing called social distancing, how can I live it? I'm a young man, okay?
Yeah, and I
need to be out there, have fun.
Right.
The people that are to be affected by this virus are all elderly.
Ones. Yes.
So why am I being told to stay home? This is a wrong message, and we need really, really to advocate for people to change their attitude towards this.
Right.
So it doesn't mean that COVID-19 cannot affect you. It affects everybody of age group, but the risk becomes very high when you are elderly. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, and you also have underlying medical conditions.
Right.
So this is very important that we pass these rightful messages, and we need to continue asking the government to enforce it, because at the end of the day, we don't need to see a case here.
Mm.
Because if you see a case, it means there's going to be a lot of other repercussions.
Sure.
So we need the government to enforce it such that people believe and listen.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you so much, Abraham. Yes, Dr. Angok, what do you have to say?
Yes, I first of all, let me say this, Irene, and to the public. We heard some few days back, many people are defying whatever the directives or even the order of the president. But we have a positive, Honorable or Her Excellency Beatrice Kamis, the Minister of Foreign Affairs in waiting. She's really given us a real model example.
Mm.
She came to the country before the swearing in, and because we have advised her for self-quarantine, she observed that.
Right.
Now take other people who'd have just rushed to swear in to become a minister, but she's still observing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a good example and positive in for the people of South Sudan.
Right.
This morning we heard that the vice chancellor of, the chancellor of the Germany, Merkel, because one of the doctors who...
Yeah, she was exposed.
She was exposed. Mm-hmm. She is now self-quarantine.
Right.
And these are the example which we should actually cite all
right.
the time.
Right.
What I want to say is that our people always, as Abraham said, they will want to see it before they become compliant.
Hmm.
What we will repeat, please, 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 we are so vulnerable. Let us observe whatever we are being told.
Mm-hmm.
Let us respect the orders of the president and keep Don't this socialization has to be limited.
Right.
Yes, people are defying.
Mm.
Yes, many gatherings are still going on. But as health people, we have done our part. Now it is the law enforcement who should actually try to come in and do what the law of the land says.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ngok. So how can we keep ourselves and our families safe? Dr. Yeah. Abraham can come in, and then Dr. Angok.
All right, thank you. It is very easy. Just we can learn from our colleagues. For example, in China, what they do is everyone stays in their places, and if there is one person that is sent to the market, for example, that person go get the stuff, come and put in the store, whatever it's supposed to be. And of course, they are using hand sanitization, they are using hand washing with soap and water, and people maintain the distance. And the only thing which is important in this scenario is that they all have their toll-free hotline. In case somebody develops symptoms, that person definitely calls the EOC, Emergency Operations Center hotline. And in social distancing, of course, it's not like our setting in South Sudan. Not everyone is having a room of his or her own.
Yeah.
We have this compound that we share, all of us. So it's just a matter of really keeping that distance and observing these simple symptoms. If you see someone coughing a lot and then somebody's having a running nose or flu-like symptoms, you just need to notify the health authorities and then people can come to your rescue.
Right.
Of course, it is very difficult to really do social distancing within the family, but you have to try do at least some limit movement within the house or even outside the house.
Right. Thank you so much, Dr. Abraham. Now, before you answer, Dr. Ngok, well, in this crisis, everybody's looking out for information on how they can stay away from the virus and this and that. So I just watched a video saying that drinking lukewarm water with lemon would protect you from contracting the virus. How true is this?
Irene, yes, what is happening right now, everybody has become a scientist, everybody has become a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever information you get, you just pass it anyhow and believe in some of the information. Like some people are saying, coronavirus does not affect black people.
Yeah, because of our melanin, apparently.
The other day I was jokingly telling people, okay, maybe this is a message from the anti-bleaching group.
You never know.
They are telling people, better you remain black because maybe the virus will recognize.
Mm.
If you have become white, because then you'll get that disease. So what I want to say is that not every information we get, we take it as such.
Right.
Just listen to the right messages, which are simple and very clear to everybody. And these messages are coming jointly from Minister of Health and WHO.
Mm.
So we should not take those things. These are things which are not actually approved by anybody, and it's just speculation. That you see, when I take this will become good, but no any scientific ground for us to believe those. Because for you to have that studies and verifications based on scientific data and analysis and a lot of things.
Yes.
And so at this short time, you cannot just say that lemon, we know South Sudanese in general, lemon is part of a portion of every meal.
Yes.
Even something don't need lemon.
The world have
you
it.
You put it in tea, in soup, in so they believe that lemon has that magic the power to cure a lot of things. But
okay,
there is no proof.
Right, in as much as it does not cure the virus, it is actually good for us to also boost our immune system, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
And that is very important.
Mm-hmm.
The issue of immunity, and that's where we come in as people of South Sudan. We know that hunger is affecting most of South Sudanese. So the disease always is fatal with people who have immunocompromised.
Right.
System.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you should not say that the young people are malnourished, they will get the disease.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only elderly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So our perspective will later on be different with other countries.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And Dr. Abraham,
yes.
what other myths are out there that you would like to bust on air?
First of all, I want to clarify what I said earlier, that if you are young, you cannot be affected by
the virus.
Yes. And then some people already have gone ahead to say that, you know, coronavirus is something that was created and then it is being used. And then some people are saying, no, coronavirus is something that now being put on this mask that are being given out as donation, and it is going to affect us. So people are saying, well, like chloroquine now, it is the medicine that is being used. So people are rushing to the pharmacies to go and buy this chloroquine and quinine and everything.
Mm.
And then a lot of people are saying, you know, South Sudan is very hot.
Yeah? The virus will not survive.
The virus will not survive. and I don't know, other countries that are very hot and they are already having cases.
Exactly.
So I just want to say there are a lot of myths and you know, we need to ignore them. The right thing is what is said by Dr. Ngok.
Mm.
Let the information that is concrete and authentic be received only from two ends. And especially from one end, actually.
Right.
Us as WHO, we work hand in hand with Ministry of Health.
Mm.
So it should be only Ministry of Health that they should listen to.
Right.
when WHO supports, it's under the leadership of Minister of Health.
Mm.
So we really don't want to be hearing a lot of stories. People say when you drink alcohol, you drink Corona, there's alcohol called whatever Corona, there's a Heineken, there's whiskey. All this alcohol, if you drink them, then wallahi, this thing will go away.
Mm.
Those are just myths, and people are just saying, wallahi, this is real. No. Let us believe in medical certified information.
Right.
If there's no scientific evidence, there's no need that I will believe alcohol can treat me.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, when as far as possible, they drink alcohol, when it remains something small, that they use it to wash their hands. Huh? They say, wallahi, this is alcohol, you know, hand sanitizer, that's alcohol. So let me use this alcohol, that's what I'm drinking, to wash my hands.
Mm.
And then some people, they will come and wash their hands after they have eaten with soap and water. But from the beginning, you just take some little water, you just... So these are some beliefs we have put in our minds, and they are wrong.
Right.
Let's listen to the right information,
mm-hmm.
and let's always seek right information.
Right. Yeah. And thank you so much, Dr. Angok Kwol and Abraham Abenego, all from the Minister of Health and WHO, respectively. In case you just joined us, we're just having an update on the COVID-19 and very important messages coming out here. If you have a comment, do not forget to send it to 092-9693-205. We're still continuing. Yes, Dr. Angok, would you like to add in something?
Yeah, what I just want to add is, you see, in the beginning of HIV and AIDS pandemic, it was the same story.
Mm-hmm.
Garlic, lemon, alcohol,
yes.
You will not be affected by HIV, which is not the case. So some people are out there to comfort themselves instead of facing reality with basic things.
Right.
To protect yourself, protect your loved one, protect your community, and protect your nation by those simple basic measures. Now, our objectives at the Minister of Health is actually to reduce human-to-human transmission. And that's why the gathering is people are asked to distance themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The same, we are at the isolation, at the centers of screening, we want to detect, early detection of probably somebody with corona. And we are doing that with all the responsibility. So the issue of reduction is paramount.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the disease to come to our country, because many people are reaching, and I said this earlier, that if we are prepared to defend ourselves, let us do it. Let us not look for areas of where we will withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
If you start preparing for withdrawal, it means that you accepted the defeat.
Right.
We want to be solid, protecting the country, protecting yourself, protecting your loved one, protecting your community and our country.
Right. And just as we conclude this interview, what would your message be out there, Dr. Abraham?
Thank you, Irene. My message is very simple. Let us always be vigilant. This COVID-19 preparedness is everybody's responsibility. When we are given rightful messages, let us follow them. And let us seek for rightful messages. Let us also follow the laws of the country. We are told to follow A and B. Let us follow A and B. We cannot just go and start with Z.
Mm-hmm.
So it is good that we become loyal citizens. We become law-abiding citizens. And let us really work together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this COVID-19 preparedness is not only for the Minister of Health or WHO. It is for everybody.
Right.
So let all the partners, let everybody in the government join hands with the Minister of Health and WHO so that we face the reality and keep our country safe.
Right. And Dr. Ngoc?
Yes, we are surrounded. Already all the countries around us now, a circle is completed. So we are left.
Even Burundi?
In other words, it's not in our border.
Oh, okay.
So in other words, what are we expecting? It is either soon or later we are going to have it. But if we have it, it doesn't mean that we should stop the basic measures of protecting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is paramount. We appreciate what others are doing, and we are learning from what others are doing. We will always work closely to contain, if at all, any case reported to South Sudan, we shall work to see it contained.
Right.
And minimize context.
Dr. Ngoc Kwol from the Minister of Health and Dr. Abraham Abenego from the World Health Organization, thank you so much for making out time to come and speak to us.
Thank you.